What's up, y'all? What's up? What's up? Welcome back. This is another episode of the Government Coins Podcast. And today this is a needed conversation because I usually have people asking me, you know, how do I get a contract or how do I do business with the government? And the truth is, you really have to use the existing services that you provide, that your business provide, and make your way in this space. And that is exactly what our entrepreneur, our business owner, our government contractor has done, found and made her own way in this space. So that's exactly what we're going to go over. So thank you so much, Dudley, for joining. Uh-oh, it's on mute.
Well, thank you for inviting me. I appreciate that.
Of course. And I feel like this is a well overdue conversation just in general. And I remember my first time seeing you speak was at the Flourish Media Conference. Like, I think it was like in 2018.
Oh my God.
Right.
Yes.
That long ago.
Yeah.
So definitely need to get into this and to talk a little bit more about like the work that you've done, because even though it's been that long, you are always like top of mind. I see you all the time popping up. If I'm going to an event or something, or if I see upcoming outreach events, I'm like, oh, okay, cool. So this is definitely something I'm excited about. But before we hop too deep into like the business and the government contracting side of it, would you mind telling us a little bit more about yourself?
Of course. Well, my background has always been construction. I graduated with the construction engineering technology degree from Florida A&M. Got to spell it out. And after graduating, I worked as a project engineer with various companies within healthcare and so forth. And then in 2008, during when the economy crashed, basically the recession, I ended up moving back home because I stayed in Texas. And I've been wanting to start my own business, but an opportunity did not come about until I got laid off. And then I started my business. I literally started my business, moved back home, stayed with my mom, and I'm Haitian descent. So within a Haitian house, it's about like 10 of us in one house, right? So I had to come back home and live with my mom and start my business, start from scratch. So from there, I started my network and I said, what can I provide in the construction industry that is needed? And then I found a niche. My niche was community outreach and providing small business, job site small business compliance. And I'll tell you a little bit more on what that means, and also technical services, right? And because of that, that landed me 12 years in business. From the day I started until now. And even during the whole pandemic, I was still thriving. So it was one of the things where I provide a niche and my clients needed it and future clients need it. So what I mean by job site small business compliance, what I do is I actually make sure that my clients are hiring small businesses on the projects that are qualified and that meet their requirements. Because of my connections, because of my relationships, they trust me, so they hire me. And the relationship is, you know, like incredible. They actually use these companies because they trust my word because they know that I'm not going to bring them unless I qualify. And that relationship grows. That subcontractor who was a small business ended up getting $20,000 work to 40, 50, and plus more. And it's not only people in construction my clients are asking for. So get your mind off of that whole mentality when it comes to government contracting, all right? So been in business for 12 years. Well, 2 years ago, we actually purchased a commercial suite here in the city of North Miami Beach. City of North Miami, I apologize, on Biscayne, which we actually have this space for small and micro businesses so you can meet with your clients here. You know, I'm an advocate for small businesses. When I first came in, you know, I had to work hard and I had some great mentors along the way. And when I had to meet with clients, we had to meet at Starbucks, Dunkin' Donuts. Well, why do that when I actually have a location here where you can be with your clients and we're extremely affordable? And I'll share the information as far as how you can reach me a bit later. But that's my swill on our company. And we just love what we do over here.
And see, I want to hit on two things. One, I got to point out how every time somebody who went to Florida A&M come on this podcast, they got to mention it and they got to show out. I'm fed up at this point. And number two, job site small business compliance. Love, love, love. Because people don't really realize the importance of, prime contractors working with small businesses, but realizing that sometimes they don't know. They don't know what they don't know. So that's how you were able to like create a niche in this space. Big deal yes. for that.
Big money with it. Big deal, big money. So it's good.
You could say that again.
Your niche is your niche,
And so can you tell us a little bit about some of your projects? So that way we can kind of get a sense of what that entails. Because, just being out in the community, some people are out here doing this, like out in the community every day and not knowing the value of what they're providing.
Well, first, our current clients is we're currently working on a Certex project over the city of Pompano Beach with a prime contractor. That's one of our projects. Also, I have a continuing contract with the Heat Group. And also we have a couple of Miami-Dade County Public School projects, and we have a couple of Broward County Public School projects as well too. And within those projects, we're doing outreach, job site, small business compliance, and also technical services. And we're also doing some work for a nonprofit that focuses on women in non-traditional occupations, which is construction. So we do a couple of things for them as well too. And then we have smaller projects, which we call them our special projects, where we help small businesses with their certification process and so forth. And we just, help you become certified and get you in the door with the right people because of our connections.
Now, I think that's something that you mentioned was working with the prime contractor. So when it comes down to the work that you do, do you usually work primarily with prime contractors, or are the contracts with government agencies?
I usually work with the prime contractors, and it is a government all of them are government projects, and I work with the prime contractor. So whenever my clients get a project, definitely we need you on here. So it's one of the things where it's not like I'm still knocking on doors like I did in the beginning of my career. Now it's more they coming to me. So I actually work with prime contractors on government contracts. Now I have only one client where I'm working strictly with the developer on government contracts. And so basically what I do with them, I help them create a whole process from the outreach, from how can they, their pre-qual process and so forth. And then from there, whenever they have a project, I just make sure that the small businesses that they have on site or who I recommend remain in compliance on the government projects.
Got it. Okay. So
was that confusing yet?
No. And I think that was an important part to put out because usually we think you have to go directly to the agencies, but figure out who these big wigs are in the space, right? Let's talk about that. So how do you target your prime?
It's crazy you said that because Miami-Dade County SBD had me speak at one of their events. And because I have relationships with them and they know how I work. And they wanted me to express to a lot of their attendees on how to get government projects and, without having to think you have to go directly to the government agency. So what I've done was first when I first came into the arena, because I was familiar with construction and I knew that in construction, they're not only hiring those that do construction, they're hiring those, they'll do that. They need admin work. They need all type of work because they have a workforce on their own. But when it comes to a particular project, they can't pull someone from their office and work on certain documents. They can't pull people from out their office that don't understand what the government agencies are asking for. So when I started my niche, what I would do is, first of all, you got to be ahead of the game. I always say, pick your fave five. What I mean by fave five, you pick five cities that you want to work with. around your surroundings. Let's use South Florida. Let's use Miami-Dade. Five cities in Miami-Dade. You got Hialeah, you got Opa-locka, North Miami Beach. Five of them. Pick five. Don't overstretch yourself, because you pick more than five, who's going to handle all of that, right? So pick five, follow up on them, attend their commissioner meeting so you know what is coming down the pipeline. Once you know what's coming down the pipeline, then you know who to target. You know exactly who to target. Focus on those fives, you know, and then let that be your go-tos right there. And then you realize, for example, if I had a funeral service, right? This is funny. This is not funny what happened, but I'll tell you the story. So I have a funeral service. Okay. I'm making great money here and there. You know, people always gonna need a funeral service, right? I go out and become certified with Miami-Dade County SBD. Got my certification. Now, what we tend to forget is that these different cities, they have their own projects where it's ran by their government, right? I'm certified with Miami-Dade County SBD. Let me become certified as a vendor with the city of Opa-locka, Hialeah, and so forth. What they'll do, let's say they have a project, and God forbid someone passes away. We need a funeral agency. We're going to take care of this because it was under our project and so forth. They see your name as a vendor. Now you got work from them. Miami-Dade County, someone was killed on the project. They went through their SBE log to see if they had any funeral companies that was SBE certified first. They couldn't find one. They could not find one. And I understand that's the industry that makes money by itself, right? But just imagine you have ties with government agencies around you too. You know, let's just, five people passed away on the job site. You got five people to bury. So, you know, you got to think outside the box. You got a bakery business. Become certified. Pick those five, right? They'll call you all the time to come bake their goods when they have government events. So you got to think of all of that. Think outside the box. Don't do the norm. You know, just think outside the box. There's money everywhere.
Now, I like that you broke down, you know, most of these large projects, these multi-million dollar projects, they have so many different components to them. You mentioned administrative work. You mentioned the work that you do with site compliance job site small business compliance. Right. So in the construction space, would you be able to like break up some of the things that different vendors would be able to do on a project?
Yeah, sure.
Or just some of the vendors that you work with, some examples.
Oh, I got a perfect example. This morning I got some good tea from Jackson Hill. I love to share the tea. You know, so the thing is, like, for Jackson Health, they have a real estate department. They're looking for people that are in real estate that does title search, appraisers, and so forth. And these are projects, yeah, you got it. And they have over, how much you said, they have about $120 billion worth of property. And they need people. Contracts will be under $10,000, which is good because they don't have to put that out to bid to a large amount. I'm explaining this to you guys because I know she knows this. So that means if that relationship goes well, it's like, hey, give me a price. We need you out here tomorrow. Right? Right? You get what I'm saying? So that's one of the hot things going on at Jackson. So when I heard that, I literally clutched my pearls, ladies and gentlemen. I was like, all this information that people are missing out, but you got to be certified as a SBE with Miami-Dade County, because Jackson and Miami-Dade County, they work together. So this is, and I know a lot of realtors. So it's one of the things where, you know, it's great money out there, but just imagine you have a consistent money in government. And be that.
So you said they have their own real estate program. What I'm hearing is break down the government within itself. What departments do they have?
Oh God, what departments do they have? They have real estate, they have professional services, they have goods and services, they even have construction. And those are the three things they advertise. And that's just Jackson. And then we have, let me pick another one. Then we have,
And in Jackson is a healthcare,
it's a
it's a
healthcare.
health service. Yeah, it's a healthcare system.
It's
So
a health.
it's quasi-government, or do they get their money from, I think it's like quasi. I'm not sure with Jackson, but either they're private and they get money from the government, but that's another avenue. Y'all gotta look in that.
They do get some money from government because they have small business mandatory requirements. So they get some type of funding from government. And Miss Amber Longhorn, she is adamant in making sure small businesses get an opportunity. So these are different avenues people need to tap into.
Okay, so we have someone in the comments who does bridge repair and restoration and concrete overlay. So for them, based on the work that they do, they're asking, what is the process for get going after these type of projects? Like, as
First of
a
all,
subcontractor.
where are they located at? Broward or Miami-Dade County? Broward County or
Anthony,
Miami?
let us know where you're located in the comment section, and then we'll see, because you might already have a plug right here.
That's what I'm saying, because become certified as a small business within the county you're in. And like I said, we assist our clients with that on a regular. We always stress that because when you are certified as a small business, your pool is way much smaller than you just coming out there as, general, this is what I do. And just because you're certified doesn't mean you're guaranteed work neither. You got to put in the work. You got to be honest with yourself. You got to put in the work.
Got it. So with the certifications, I want to hit that part again, because people ask, do I help with certifications? I do not. Does your company help businesses get certified?
Yes, we do. We've been doing it for oh, 12 years. Yes. A lot of times people will say, well, I don't want to pay someone to do it. Fine, you can do it yourself. The process is free. Matter of fact, I'll send you the link if you want me to. It doesn't really matter to me. But we do it because of our relationships. After a while, when your application keep getting returned, you'll give me a call. And you just don't have time to do it. And not only do we help with the certification process, once you become certified with us, we get you connected with the person that you need to speak to as far as who has the money there. So,
Got it.
that's what I
So
always
he,
say.
that facilitation, that relationship facilitation, that's a big component. That's a huge component.
Huge, huge.
And they actually said that they are DBE, and they're in, looks like Georgia, South Carolina, and North Carolina.
Oh my God, why are you not getting work in Georgia? They are filled with DBE work, especially in Savannah.
And you have a your company, you have a location in Atlanta, right?
We do. We have a location in Atlanta, Georgia, in Fulton County. And Gwinnett, are you familiar with that county? Which I know you are. They have work coming out the. It's insane. I just sat into in their webinar last week. And they spoke about some of the work they got going. They spoke about upcoming work and grants.
So, I just dropped the link in the chat for Dudley Services, Dudley Professional Services. You need a certification, go ahead, click on that link. And then also, like she said, they do the certifications and they help with facilitation. So still definitely reach out. Would you mind telling us some of the areas? Look, we done got to the end of the episode before we
I can
before
also share our email so you can email us too.
that'll be good.
That would be good. So our email, if you have any questions, it is admin, admin at Dudley, Dudley, no E, services is plural .com.
I just dropped that in the chat, y'all. It's somebody giving you their direct contact information. Definitely reach
Look,
out. Because people are not doing this. I just gotta say it.
people are not. People are
Unless they
not.
come on the Government Coins podcast.
That part.
Plug. Make sure y'all like this video while y'all here. Do not forget to comment and subscribe to our channel. If you have questions, go ahead and drop them in the chat, because if you don't, I'm going to continue with mine. So let's do it. So my next question is your business certified, and how do you leverage that certification?
Yes, we are certified. We're certified here in South Florida, certified as DBE. And we're all certified in certain areas in Georgia. And how I use that as leverage is to get projects. And what I do is that that's just a quarter, 25%. What I do, I use that to get projects. And then with my experience, it's 50%. And the other 25% is making sure that I push through and I provide good services. And this is how I have continuing contracts. And even before I had work, when I became certified, I built my network. You got to build your network. You got to pay for it. You got to pay for it sometimes. Not the network. You got to pay to attend certain events. You have to pay to be in the room with certain people. You have to pay, like, now that, you know, we're pretty well off, there's certain things that I would not do and I will not let my staff do. I'll just pay someone to do it. So you got to be able to be okay with that. Because when you hold on to anything too tight, you know, you end up losing it. So I always say that. So that's what I do. I did not become certified to shove in people's face and say, hey, I'm certified. You need to give me work. You know, what about your quality? What about your craftsmanship, your customer service? So let that be just a small token that you use to get projects. But then once you get in, you execute and you show out and have a game plan on what you want to do. Don't get one big client that pays you $500,000 and then you think that's the only client you need. Use that as your experience. Do good at that project. Get that recommendation letter to get more projects similar to that. So just use your certification as a foot in, and then you show your butt out. That's what I always say.
I know that's right. Get in and show out. Just before we go too far, because you definitely mentioned something I want to piggyback on and like reiterate on a last question that we had, but back to that breaking down the construction or whatever this job is. Let's just use construction because we're talking about construction. For the basis of it is there are multiple different components of, you know, let's start with a road. Like on the highways, we're driving down the highways, I see signs. Somebody got to do the signs. Like, you know, different things like that. How do you, I guess, locate businesses for those smaller jobs, but also how does the prime contractor break out those different components that they will give to a small business to work on?
Okay, I have a good one. Well, especially with the road project, matter of fact, one that I'm currently on, what they'll do is they'll give the asphalt, they'll have a bigger asphalt company, right? And that asphalt company will take care of the larger roads. Let's just say they'll take care of Dixie Highway, right? All through Dixie Highway from Atlantic to Copins. If you're not from South Florida, that's just different streets, right? And he'll have, and with that project needs to go, it needs to happen the same time where he has a little asphalt other project happening the opposite way. So what they'll do, they'll utilize a small business who is certified to that is and qualified to do that portion. So what they'll do, they'll take that asphalt contract and split it majority to the bigger company because they have the relationship already, know to get the job done, and then a smaller portion to that smaller company. And then let's say MOT, Bob Barricade is huge, but if you guys want to get into, you know, different signings and stuff, you should get into it. That's so important, especially a lot of road work happening in Florida. They might get a, you know, bigger MOT company to handle that and get a smaller one to handle another portion. So if it's a good GC, they'll know how to break it up. And I have a project right now where they're doing a real good job at doing that. And you have to give it up to your small business departments within that county. Sandy at Broward County OSBD the way he implemented and put these mandatory CBE SBE goals within Broward County, you know, and Miami-Dade County as well too, their director, Gary Hartsfield, they put these in place to make sure you get opportunities. And a lot of primes, you know, they don't have the time to look for small businesses. That's what they hired me, of course. But just imagine you come into the door. They're like, okay, we don't know this person. They give you this opportunity. You do so well. Now your contract is much bigger. So these primes, they know they'll take a project. Let's just say they use concrete because we have someone, you know, mention concrete. They'll take a concrete project. If they needed someone to lay some slabs to, you know, to for some of these walls, they'll hire a bigger company. But then they'll call this smaller company who they just met. You know what? How about you do the piles? We have some smaller piles we want you to do. You know, you do restoration. Okay, we got some restoration work we're going to need you for you. We're going to need from, you know, towards the end. Or even if you're a cleaning company. Okay, so we have a cleaning package. We can give this to a smaller company. We have three phases, beginning, middle, end. They don't have to give that to someone they're comfortable with. They give this to a smaller company. So a lot of these contracts, they have a good job. They have a good idea on breaking it up. Even government agencies, they have a good idea on how to break them up, make sure everybody gets a piece of the pie.
Okay, and that was good. I have another question. This is from someone in the comments, Jamie. She said, what kind of opportunities are available around construction administration?
Oh my God. Whew. On-site construction administration? I'm basically doing construction administration work, right? And then you have things where sometimes they need someone to come out there and do, let me think of a project that I was on and need somebody to do a project. They need to do some.
And can you explain to us what construction administration like entails? Like, what is it?
Construction administration work, my in construction, someone who can help them out with the with their scheduling. Like if you have a scheduling company, they call that kind of administrative. I mean, they can do that in-house, but sometimes they don't care to do that. If you do scheduling for projects, you can come in and do that. That's administrative work. Or if you are someone who does, that's what Gamut does, it does the scheduling, or someone that can help them with,
logistics management as well, like tracking the products and stuff that they're using, the materials.
Well, they usually hire, the project engineer takes care of that. I just have one that just came to mind that I know that a company used before. They've done the scheduling. Oh, someone who can, sometimes they hire people to help them look through submittals. Yeah, through submittals, because they might not have a project engineer for the project. So what they'll do, if you have a company where, hey, look, we can look through the submittals for you guys. You know, this is our rate. Well, come on, we got this project. Come on by, we need you. Look through submittals. You need someone to do daily reports. It's just so much you can do. It's just so much you can do. And I literally saw a company on a large project. They hired someone to bring in their team to do their submittals, reviews. Yeah.
And you hit one. Those reports, people don't realize it. Sometimes it's just the fact that governments want to report every week, every month, every quarter, every 3 days.
Oh. God, yes.
That's one within itself.
My God, like we do certified payrolls for a lot of our federally funded projects, and we do their certified payroll. They don't even want to touch it. They like definitely take care of that because, like I said, we do the jobs. We do the admin work as well too. So we have a girl in our office. That's all she does, and she learns the different counties, how they submit their certified payroll, like Miami-Dade County and Broward County and Palm Beach do it differently. So there's so much you can do in admin. You just gotta find your niche and shoot it out there.
That's a good one. What are you good at and how can you make some money within this space doing it? Mm-hmm. Now I have two more questions. Look, I had a bunch of my own questions, but people are really dropping them in here. So let me do this next one. Because they're trying to really figure out ways to get into this space. And D. Henderson said our company is not directly focused on construction. They focus primarily on IT consulting. So is there a way that they can fit into whether it's the construction or the government space getting into with that work?
Government space, Broward County, they have Broward County Schools. You need to follow my Instagram, DP_DP Services. I post in my stories, In my stories, I post different agencies that are looking for your scope of work. Broward County School Board is looking for an IT person. Broward County, they look for them as well too in Miami-Dade County and Miami-Dade County Public School. So many counties, different cities. There's opportunity. What they do, they call it a shelter market. Shelter market meaning that's what Broward County calls there, Broward County School Board. They get like three to four companies do the same thing. Let's just say four IT companies. If you submit your bid proposal and you're selected under the shelter market, whenever they have IT work, whether it's in like the schools in, you know, Blodge, any schools, they will call you to come do the work. U304 will have a 10-year contract, 5 to 10-year contract to do this work.
He's already saying IT? Great. I don't know if it's a picture of a role, so it might, well, whoever D. Henderson is already said great. And I think, Pig, going back to what you said, that top five, I like your top five.
Fade five. Remember the phone companies that have a fade five, pick your fade five? Back in the days, that's what you do when it comes to these government. Pick your fade five. Pick the five cities around you. Don't overstress yourself. If you want one man show, pick three. If you got one more help, pick five. But focus on that and do the work very well.
Okay, one more question. It says, what about opportunities for cargo vans to deliver goods or parts?
Girl, I am holding.
Like construction. So let us know.
Broward County School Board was looking for someone like that. The bid just ended yesterday or today, I believe. This out there, it is out there. And if you can't get with the government agency, which I doubt you cannot because you could, hit up some of these prime contractors on their job site. Hey, this is what I provide. Speak to the PM. They might need you. You got to put yourself out there. You got to think outside the box.
Shannon, you heard that. Reach out to these prompts. And I think that's a big part of this conversation, just in general. The agency's got the money. They're going to give it to the primes. You be in place so the primes can give it to you. Okay?
Right.
So that's right. A big part of it.
And just Shannon, always remember, no matter if you're in a recession, government always have money to keep paying you when you're providing services for them.
Shannon, definitely go ahead and start doing that. And since you are here in Broward, reach out to Dudley. I already put the Instagram and the website in the chat section. So definitely reach out. Someone says, how about renewable energy companies like solar, wind, and hydro? Oh,
you need to, it's needed. It is so neat. Cause you know, this person, obviously, you know, everybody's moving to solar and moving to electrical. And eventually, these government official buildings, they're going to be using something similar to it. What I would do, matter of fact, I went in for a presentation with my prime, and the other company that came in, they had someone on their team that was presenting that this solar energy. I guess they were using him to show the staff, this is how we can save money when we start doing the electrical and so forth. And they brought him in to help them with their value engineering. Value engineering is when you find the best price to do the work. So you need, this person right here needs to definitely become certified as a small business with their Fave 5 or vendor. And then you find who their procurement agency is that service your scope of work and see if your service is needed. And then you ask them, who are the primes that work with you? if they say we don't do direct, then who are the primes you work with? You got to ask people, you got to ask people what you want. You know, ask them, what do you want? Don't be bashful. They know you in there to get some work. They know you came to see them get some work. You ain't come and ask them about their family. Nobody, they know this already.
Let them know. They already know it's a business and you're trying to make some money.
Business. So. They want you to win. They want you to win.
Okay, we have another one. Vance said, is it beneficial to get 8A certified for these subcontracts?
Hey, look, if you could do 8A, you better do 8A. You are guaranteed work when you 8A certified. I have not hit that yet, but everyone I know who is 8A, because the way the process is tiring and lengthy, but you will get a job. That's like when a certification, well, I know you're guaranteed work. You know how it, when you go to Oprah Winfrey show, you guaranteed a gift? That's how it is with 8A. You are guaranteed work. So if you going through 8A subcontractor prime, whatever, and going as a sub, which you'll be working under a prime, but make it a mentality that you will one day be the prime of your own project. Especially if you provide a construction service, I think you should definitely try to get in with the actual government at some point. But no, 8A is like, it's like when you know you're guaranteed you're gonna win this lottery. You know you're gonna win. So you're gonna win with 8A.
And a big thing I always mention about 8A is if you're just getting into this space, don't go after 8A immediately. Try to understand the government contracting process. Get in there, do you some prime sub work underneath some prime contractors in the space that you're in. And also go work with firms who are currently certified as 8A firms. Mm-hmm. That way you can not only build a partnership with someone who already has their certification and can show you how to leverage it, but also on that back end, once you know their time is up in the program and the opportunity flips on its head, you got somebody that you can continuously work with. So don't get into it too fast. Make sure you know how to navigate in this government contracting space before you get your 8A certification.
Right.
That part. So someone said, are both of these construction companies required to do outreach beforehand?
Oh, yes. They are definitely required to do outreach. We actually do their outreach form. They must do outreach beforehand. Because they have to reach out to the community and let them know what kind of work is happening. You know, it's a must. It's a mandatory. Like I said, this is what the Sandys and the Gary Hart, that's what they put in place if you're in South Florida. And they put these in place to make sure that, look, you do these outreach events, let these small businesses know what you got going on. So when it comes to outreach events and when they hire me, I'm extremely adamant about making sure small businesses know about them. Sometimes you might have clients who just do them just to do them. And when they hire you, they think that you're going to just, you know, it's just to do them. But when I do outreach events, we do cold calls. You know what I'm saying? We do cold calls. We just don't blast it on social media. We do cold calls because we really, really want small businesses to come out and, you know, get a piece of this action if they qualify.
I like that. I end up getting a question and it says, are there any contracts for cybersecurity?
Excuse me? What rock you been living under? Yes, it is. Cybersecurity? You could go straight to the government agencies with that one. Within their staff? Look, I was in the city of Port. I just came from a board meeting. I was in the elevator and they had a flyer that was showing their staff on what they need to do to prevent cyber scamming, whatever. Please don't correct me my wording on it. So if they have that means their IT person working overtime or whoever their consultant is. Because when I seen some of the stuff they were clicking, they were telling their employees not to click. I was like, they got to be kidding me. But you know, these are older people too. Cybersecurity is needed.
And I like that because even like you just said, they have a consultant, but even they have somebody even doing the training for them. So you can provide the service, do the training, create you a nice old package.
You could consult their IT people. You know, it's so much you can do with your platform. So much you can do.
Okay, so I'm going to hop into my last few questions. So I understand that you do matchmaking. And like I say, I always see you, your company and you on these event flyers. Come to a matchmaking event for this prime, this, da, da, da. So can you tell us about like what that looks like as a small business owner? How do I, one, learn about these matchmaking events? And what do I do when I get there?
Oh my God. First of all, like I said, follow our IG page, underscore DP services, or I'm not sure. Give me this. I'm giving you something that I don't even. DP underscore services, follow us. That's where we basically place all of what most of our outreach events. But if you really, really, really want all of our outreach events, email us at admin@dudleyservices.com, and we'll put you on our newsletter. We have a newsletter that we send out to those that are within our database. And with that, we share all of our matchmaker events that we do with our clients and also our associates. And when you get there, I always say, before you even get there, don't worry about the food. Eat before you come. You know, food is just a second, like the last option. Wear your company shirt, be presentable. Come by yourself. If you come with someone, you tell them, look, when we get in that room, we splitting up. No BFFs in there. You're here to get work, right? And you sit there, you scope the room out. If you can't get there early, I always say get there early. Come there a little early, introduce yourself to the prime. Let them know who you are. Don't sit there, talk for more than 8 minutes. Get your elevator, you know, speech. Tell them who you are, give them your card, get their cards. See, right there in the beginning, they're more relaxed. They'll speak to you a little bit more. But don't take up all their time. Sit down, see the presentation, take notes, then leave. You spoke to your peoples already. You spoke to the people you need to speak to. Unless you want to network more with other small businesses, that's amazing. So you can team up. But your decision makers, they're here early, setting up, or just already setting up, just waiting. So you go in there early, you talk, get very small, don't speak, because you know, hey, you end up talking about your family. Look, kill that 8 minutes. But if you come in late, observe the room, see if they need your scope of work, because they'll mention that. And if they don't, you still go up and say, hey, this is what I do. Can I just have some time with you? Take you out, for lunch. People don't do that anymore. You know, you can do a Zoom, take you out to lunch or coffee. This is what I do. I just want to, see if there's an opportunity for me. After you're done doing your work, go home. There's no need for you to stay there. You know, grab a drink. I'll have people say, I'll run into people I know at events. They'll be like, hey, girl, how you been? It's been a while. Or I know you was coming. No one knew I was coming. Because I didn't come, it's not a party. It's for me to get work. Go in, speak to who I need to speak to, and I leave. This is not a kumbaya. This is not, we can meet for lunch. We can do other stuff. So go in there. I actually learned that from one of my mentors, Ann McNeil. She told, when she used to, yeah, that story's a great story. So I remember I would go to an event, meet up with her. She'd be like, all right, bye. She'd be like, bye. Bye. She's like, I got work to do. She go, and I'm looking around like, okay. So just always keep that in mind. You know, this is not high school. This is not college. This is not kumbaya session. This is for you to get work.
That, I don't know about y'all, but I feel enlightened after this conversation. I'm really happy we had this time to sit down, talk, and go over some stuff. And I feel like a lot of people have been, asking questions, but receiving information that are like, man, I didn't even think about this. Like, I've seen that multiple times. Like, I didn't even think about this. And just thank you. So you definitely got people thanking you for this conversation and the information that you are sharing.
Of course. That's what it's here for. We're supposed to share information.
And now here's another question. So this is like our wrap up question. I usually ask everyone this. Do you have any advice you would give to a small business owner who is looking to get into the government contracting space or doing business with Prime? Just any advice to small businesses, period.
It's okay to start small. When I came out, that social media wasn't as big as it was now. So for me to start small and not feel like crap was okay with me. And even if I did now, it's okay with me because my generations look, you know, will look different. But start small. When I mean by small, go in there and say, hey, I want to get my foot wet. If that person really, really believes you and like you, okay, come here, look, we got an $8,000 project. It's in our office. Can you do this? You show out. They observe, okay, 10,000, 15, 20, 50,000, 100, 150. Oh, can you get bonded? Yeah, you get bonded now because you have the experience. You know what I'm saying? So it's okay to start small. Start small. And one thing I've learned when I went to Georgia, because I used to go to Georgia once a month, team up when it's necessary. If you see a $5 million project happening in your backyard, team up with other people. Team up. You got, if you need to get your own attorneys involved and make sure nobody gets robbed, do that. But in Georgia, they team up. Look, I'm so impressed with Georgia. My husband used to say, why you go there once a month? Are you really going to get more work, get work? I was going to get work. And then I would also go out there to see these, how did they team up? Like in South Florida, people are not teaming up like that. These are big dollars. If you guys could bond a $5 million project and it's three of you guys, and you stop letting that company from the other side on the other side of this earth take our projects, you basically met the wishes of all small business departments here in South Florida. This is their goal. That was their goal. Team up if necessary. You got someone that do admin work. You got someone that do this. That's someone that does plumbing, HVAC. Team up on big projects. But when you team up, make sure your paper's right now. Don't be trying to team up with people and, you know, you ain't got your business in line. You just hoping their business is in line. Team up, good standing. That's what I would say. Start small. As you grow, team up.
I'm over here snapping and clapping to that team up because don't nobody do it like Atlanta. Black folks in Atlanta, baby, they are a different breed. You hear me?
So impressed. I am so impressed with these people up in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I completely
they picking up big dollars up there.
They ain't left a crumb at all. Okay.
Mm-mm. No, ma'am.
But no, definitely, ma'am. Team up. I love that. I love that message. Thank you so much. For everyone who's on here, if you missed bits and pieces of this episode, don't worry. It will be on YouTube for you to go back and take a look at it. It'll also be on our Spotify account, Apple Music, whatever it is that you listen to podcasts. Don't forget to go on Instagram and follow DP_services, especially if you are in the South Florida area. And then also she'll have some job opportunities in Georgia and the Atlanta area. Who knows from this conversation, maybe there's some type of partnership with different opportunities that can just start filtering through DP services. So y'all make sure y'all go over there and follow. And that's it. Thank you again. I'm so happy.
I want to share one more thing, if you don't mind. And also, if you are in the South Florida area, you are looking for intimate space to hold your meetings with your clients or training with your staff or whatever, don't be meeting at Starbucks and Dunkin' Donuts. You come. We have an actual space in the heart of North Miami on Biscayne where you can meet at our commercial location. And the website for that is I'm ready. www.dpco, which is CO services is plural.com. We make it extremely manageable for small businesses. And check us out. You know, we're team small businesses. That's who we advocate for, and that's who we stand next to. That's who we stand by.
Got you. All right. So I just dropped that in the chat. Even if you're just any area, if you stop by in Miami and you want to go head over to the co-working space to get some work in, baby, do that.
We are here.
Look, somebody asked another question. I'm gonna let you go on about your day though, because we will talk again soon. This already seems like there's gonna have to be a part two. Y'all comment and let me know if we need to go and do the part two,
and I'm here for it.
All right, so y'all have a good day. Thank you so much, Dudley. We'll talk soon.
Thank you for the opportunity. Speak to you soon.